God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I almost said no to saying my testimony, but I love to hear the others give theirs, so I decided I might as well use the golden rule. Well, I'm Eli, and this is my dear wife, Linda. How the Lord showed what we have on our hearts. I'll let her share first, as we were mostly going through it with her, and I kind of got the feeling of it too, so.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus, my precious Savior. He delivered me from an awful pit. Psalm 77, I found the exact words that describe my heart while I still was in darkness. I cry out to God without holding back. Oh, that the Lord would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched the Lord. All night long I prayed. With hands lifted toward heaven I pleaded. There can be no joy for me until he acts. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed even to pray. That's how it was for me towards the end. I grew up in an old order Amish home, and my parents are very dear to me. They taught me many good things, but at this time, they are very hurt and confused with the step we took. And I just ask that you would pray for them and us, that we would show compassion and, just be compassionate as Jesus was towards us. I know I was a very rebellious child, and I remember my mother would often say, Linda, why are you so moody? And I didn't know. I didn't understand what was going on. There was a lot of things happening in my life. I was often molested by a young man at a young age, and I became very fearful and very angry. And I also fell into the sins of lustful thoughts and immoral conduct. The battle in my heart was so intense, bitterness took root. I was inwardly depressed in my teen years, but outwardly I was a bubbly and happy person. I was a two-person for during my teen years. When I started with the youth, I somewhat felt more sunshine in my life because I really enjoyed it. Although I'm very grieved as I look back, I would flirt a lot with the boys and engage in other immoral conduct, and I realize now that that was also lust and very sinful in God's eyes. He wants pure hearts and thoughts. I was also having a lot of physical ailments such as back pain and chest pain, and I was involved in witchcraft such as muscle testing, fingernail clipper testing, and many more supernatural and superstitious things. While God was only a prayer away, and he wanted the praise and glory. In our home, the Bible was used only on Sundays, and we were strongly taught that it is not for everyday use. I often felt puzzled and troubled with this thought. And we were also taught that an English Bible is not acceptable because people get deceived by it. This I also question, how can somebody get deceived by the Bible? I was never given a Bible, but I was taught to read the New Testament in German. I knew how to read the German, but I didn't understand it, and it had no depth. The church ordinal was taught as number one in our home. We were a very orderly very acceptable and appreciative family by the ministry. If we dare go against the ordinal, it was treated as sin by my parents. When I was married, I thought surely life would go better now. But I was to find out that I dragged my messed up life into marriage. Right before, the day before our wedding day, my dad innocently recommended a doctor to me because I was having a lot of back pain. He made house calls and was a massage type doctor. I saw some questionable things and asked the doctor about it, and he said, "Oh, I have to do this to help you heal." Being very ignorant, I trusted him because anyway, I did feel better after the treatment. The time came while going down that road that I was very molested. It was through a dream that my eyes were opened to the way he was taking. The next day when he was at our house, something happened to confirm that dream, and we never again asked him to come. More anger settled in. I told myself I'll never forgive him. The relationship between Eli and me was marred. Anger and fear overtook me tremendously. I remember one night waking up and I started hitting Eli with all my might. It was shameful. This happened more than once. In the meantime, we also were blessed with three daughters. Emma, the oldest, started getting seizures at age one. After being in the grocery bulk food business for 4.5 years, we saw it just wasn't working out. And through all this, and in the process of selling the business, I crashed. I became very suicidal and live in terrible fear and darkness. I entered Green Pastures Rest Home in June 07. Many days of travailing and crying continued. During this time, I wrote page after page of prayer to God. And you know, one thing that really burdens me now is how I heard all this good singing and Bible devotions while I was there. And I had friends that would encourage me on how Jesus cares about me and so on. But not once did someone pray with my weary soul. Not once did someone tell me that you can know about your salvation or explain John 3:16 that for whosoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life. Not once did somebody tell me to confess my sins and repent. Instead, it was teachings on how to forgive, self-care, self-awareness, thinking positive, and so on. I remember I got extremely weary of it. It felt like I couldn't breathe anymore. And this Bible verse has become very real to me. Colossians 2:8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through vain philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Jesus Christ." I was diagnosed with bipolar. Some may say, "Oh, she's only on spiritual high." But I hope I'll never go on spiritual low again. I want to keep burning for the Lord. After I was on medication, it did help to settle the turmoil in my heart a little, and I hope it would finally be the answer. After I came home from rest home, our second daughter got seizures, and we were told our third daughter would also. At this time, our oldest daughter was on seizure medication. We were also involved in more witchcraft and supernatural powers, such as healing light, acupuncture, diagnosis made by muscle testing, In December, something drastic happened with our dear friend and cousin that also made us search more for the truth. I don't want to blame anyone or anything for my sin. I strongly believe it was God calling me, drawing me closer and closer through all these happenings. 1 week we receive a letter from a friend who attends Living Hope Christian Fellowship. It was just a friendly letter and an encouragement to stay in the truth. We started thinking of a possibility of taking this step. We prayed a lot in that last week and we asked God to open doors. We were ready to count the cost. We were ready to forsake all and follow Jesus. We called Uncle Mose, known as Tate Mose, somebody I didn't know, and Eli hardly did either. But God put them on our hearts, and we looked for their phone number in the phone book. At their house Saturday night and Sunday, we stayed at their house Saturday night and Sunday. We attended church at Effort of Christian Fellowship. I remember after the service, Eli looked at me and said, "I don't want to go back." Throughout the day, we heard many testimonies. I remember that evening, I kind of resented the idea that people were speaking so boldly of being born again, because we were told it's not right. But something kept tugging at my heart. And then I heard the whispers to my heart, "Oh, why not tonight?" "No," I said. "We just came to visit and see if this is maybe what we want." The struggle was on, but why not tonight? Suppose you would die on your way home. Then I gave in. "Yes," I answered. "I'll come and give you my all." There were times before where I felt I understood salvation, but this was the first time I came out so clear. My spirit bore witness with his spirit. And I'm so free in Christ. Free to live, now I am. My cup is full and running over. Through Jesus, I was able to overcome my anger and bitterness, lust and fear. In Jesus, I have victory over the painful past and many hurts. He showed me what he really suffered for me, a sinner. With Jesus, I have a more stable life than I ever did before. Through him, I was able to come off medication. For his love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in his love. If you find yourself not made perfect in his love, I would strongly encourage you to really study the scriptures on his love. This has healed me tremendously. God is a jealous God. He did not want me to trust supernatural powers and doctors more than him. 1 Corinthians 22 says, "Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" Also, 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Have you come out from amongst them?
First, I'll share a little bit of what we've seen in the lives of our daughters. James 5:15-16 says, "And the prayers of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." These verses still stand today. They mean exactly what they say and are very true and real. It was not until we became righteous through Jesus Christ that he answered our prayers. With brothers and sisters in Christ, we prayed for our dear daughters. Our Lord set them free, and they are completely healed. All it took was faith and prayer. We've seen seizures in them. We didn't know what to do about it. We went to different doctors, and then we came to this one that lines up with witchcraft, I suppose. We didn't know it's witchcraft. But we used it, and it helped pretty good, but just so far. And then after our conversion, we thought, how could we do without it? And then I thought, well, how about prayer? Prayer has power. So we prayed about it, and they got relief. We had no doctor bills or hospital stays this winter about our daughters. Last winters we usually did. And now we can sing of the mercies of our Lord forever. Now for my testimony. I was born and raised Old Order Amish. I am thankful for all the good things that I did learn from my parents. I won't go into all the details, but to make it clear and get some of the dark side out, I did see sins in my life, like covetous, envious, pride, and I was often praised for things I did, and then that created a better than thou attitude, so that wasn't good either. And then one thing I remember saying, but in Matthew 12:36 it says, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." And that really hit me on the spot. What do I do with it? As I grew up, I joined the Amish church. Never really understanding the part of dying off the old self and rising unto a new man. I was baptized into the, what would you say, Amish ordinal. I always thought that was the right way of doing it. So I obeyed the ordinal and thought I'm okay with that. And then I always thought that people who leave the Amish are breaking their vows that they made with the church. But when I realized that born-again Christians were being excommunicated, I started to search more for those vows. I found a copy in the book of In Minor Jugend that has translations of what the Amish read in German and to English, so I understood that better. Okay, the first question I was asked was, "Can you renounce the devil, the world, and your own flesh and blood?" I answered yes. The second one was, "Can you commit yourself to Christ and His church, to abide by it and therein to live and to die?" I answered yes. And in all order of the church according to the word of the Lord, to be obedient and submissive to it and to help therein? I answered yes. And never really understanding those words in German, I thought obeying the church ordinance is the way to go. So I can now see that I wasn't true to those vows while still Amish. I was still a sinner. I did not understand what I was saying. I realize now that the church can be any body of believers that are truly seeking the Lord and His commandments. Anyone who tries to believe that those vows tie you to the Amish church is believing a lie. I got married and through that went through many struggles and trials with my wife needing to go to doctors and through that, this one doctor that my wife went to challenged us with many spiritual questions, so that got us to reading the scripture more and seeing our needs of a savior. The time came when my wife was at Green Pastures, and after she came home, I was determined to keep up with devotions, because at Green Pastures they had devotions every morning and evening, or anyway on a regular schedule. So I was determined to have that at home more, so we can stay on top. I began to see more and more light shine into the dark, sinful corners of my heart. And Ephesians 5 was another one that really spoke to me, starting at verse 3 to verse 7. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as become a saint. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no warmongers, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, who has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. I did see my sins here. I did not know what to do with them, so depression crept in. What do I do? I cried out to God for open doors, and we visited this church, and that night we became born again, and by Wednesday night, I had an overwhelming peace flow through me. It felt like I was in the arms of Jesus that night. And out of trouble and through the arms of Jesus, like I heard before. The Lord is still sanctifying me, and the scripture is getting clearer and clearer. So, praise God, He's working. May God bless you all.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. To return to the main menu, press 0. You may leave us a message by pressing 099. Or if you'd rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Moe's, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 088. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 077. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.